Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Deluska and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, but I'm not going to do the survey, so I'm all one-sided and I don't vote with party. So.
Well, just
I vote for people, not parties.
No,
that's my opinion, is the parties need to just be wiped off this earth and call it good.
It's okay, and your opinion is very important for us since we can hear directly from people what problems are affecting our communities. Just allow me a few minutes of your time so we can have this done, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself just as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democrat candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican, or vote for a mix or roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
I guess I'm guilty of Republican a little bit because of conservative side, but I've voted for all of them.
It's okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Well, I don't think there's any law that says it's one-sided, but again, I vote for the person. I don't care about the label, and if I happen to vote Republican, then so be it. If I vote Democrat or other, then that's the way it goes. Well, I'm not going to pick or choose a party ahead of time.
No, that's why the question is just like choosing either or answers, like this time for change or the Republican one-party rule is working well, as a general overview.
Well, I don't like Abbott, so I can agree with change. That's what you're going with.
So, okay, so it'll be Republican one-party rule is working well?
No, I won't agree with one party is working well for anybody.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? The economy, inflation and jobs, funding for public schools and teachers' pay, property taxes, gun violence, illegal immigration and the border, abortion rights, violent crime, cost of insurance for home and vehicles.
We need help on all of those issues, I guarantee it. The border is probably the biggest problem that affects every single person in this country, not just Texas.
Okay.
Education is a scam within the Texas government because the lottery money that they promised to go to education doesn't really go to education. They put it in the general fund, and then they pay all these other bills, and a very small percentage actually winds up in the education.
Okay. And which is the most important problem or issue? Funding for public schools and teachers' pay, gun violence, illegal immigration and border, abortion rights, violent crime, cost of insurance for home and vehicles.
I would go with the border. It's like I said, that affects all of us. It's not just Texas.
Okay. Now, next, mark your opinion on each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Let's say about Ted Cruz. How would you rate this person?
I don't like him.
I'm sorry?
I don't like him. Not
okay.
Favorable.
Not favorable. Okay, perfect.
Need a change. How's that?
Okay. Colin Aldred.
Yeah, I'll go middle of the road for Alvarez.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
I'll go somewhat favorable.
Okay. Angie Chen Button?
Oh, very favorable. Yes.
Okay.
That's
Donald Trump?
The one Democrat I do vote for.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what's the next one?
Donald Trump?
Oh, hell no.
Would you say very, very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very, very, very unfavorable. The bottom of the barrel.
Okay.
No,
Joe
he's
Biden?
Just an ignorant bully. Biden, he left the campaign for the reason, because he's senile. He's reached his end. Now, was he good people in the past? Sure. Once upon a time, he was. But talking about something current, I'd say, very unfavorable.
Very, very favorable.
Very unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay.
Yeah.
Avery Bishop?
I know the name, but I won't say. I don't know. It's just, I'll go with a little bit unfavorable. How's that?
Okay.
You don't have a middle of the road, huh?
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Slightly unfavorable, but, I like how she handles herself. So,
okay.
If it's her or Trump, I'll probably have to vote for her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's basically the next question. It says, in 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Oh, I'd take Kennedy, but I haven't seen anything that he was officially running. So you're saying he's on the ballot?
Yeah, Donald Trump as Republican, Kamala Harris as Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy independent, or if you're undecided?
I would go with Kennedy. Yes, I've heard the name, but I didn't know he was officially in the running.
Okay. In the U.S. Senate elections between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one you vote for? And if you had to choose today, Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred, Democrat, or undecided?
Oh, Colin Allred, already voted for him.
Okay.
Good people.
And in the elections for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote if you had to choose today?
Oh, man, Angie, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I like what she stands for. She's been doing good work.
Okay. Next, here's some follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. Angie Chen Button. Is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at University of Dallas, and building a long, successful career in Texas Instruments. Now, Avery Bishop. The Democrat is a first-time candidate, SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Philippine immigrant mom, and father who is in a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund or public school. And the ban of abortion, expand affordable health care and to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
I'm still going to go with Angie because, like I said, she's already proven herself to be good people and doing the right thing. I like some of the issues that Bishop is obviously running for, but,
okay.
I still think Angie's the better person of the two.
Okay. Now, American culture. Mark, which side you agree with most? I'm going to read two different, and you will tell me which one you agree with. The liberals... woke philosophy is wrong and it's running America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBT and transgender lifestyles. Number two, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
Oh, I still think, everybody's allowed an equal stance. And,
okay.
Being supportive of that of, you know.
Okay.
What you do in your home is up to you, as long as it doesn't create a problem in the work environment.
Okay. Now, values and freedoms. Which side do you agree the most? I'm going to read two. You tell me which one you agree the most with, either one or two. Number one, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Number two, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
I don't fully agree with either one of those. So probably, unfortunately, you have to lean towards, like I said, you pick the lesser of two evils. Probably the second one.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yeah. Don't like it, but...
Okay. From what you know, do you support or oppose to school vouchers?
I would oppose because it just doesn't physically work. You can't have people, crisscrossing the county to pick a school, and then all of a sudden you got, 40 people in a class in one school, and 20 people in a class somewhere else because somebody thinks the other one is better. You still have to have some equality there, some organization control.
Okay. When it comes to local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? Number one, lack of funding for the state leading to school closing. Number two, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Number three, low teachers' pay. Number four, liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids.
That's hard. All of them are true, but I think number one, the overall funding is probably hurting us the most.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
No.